Well, our whakapapa first and foremost. Our protecting our whakapapa, our kaumata, our kuia, and our whānau, our tamariki. We didn't know what this urutā was going to do to our people. Nobody knew in the world except that it could spread, and it was deadly.
Yeah, it was tough. It was a hard time. In the beginning, nobody knew what was going on, so we had the potential to evolve and expand and to create. And our people, our whānau and our hapū, were all on the same waka. Having experienced pandemics over the history of colonisation, we took it seriously. So we got a large workforce immediately to join Taitukere Border Control. And we're very grateful for that support.
It makes me so proud that our people can activate in the face of something so dangerous and come together with no qualms, no arguments. It was, what do we need to do to protect our people? And they moved, and we all did it with that same kaupapa in our heart.
Oh yeah, very controversial. Controversial from every angle. Government, politics, politicians were the worst ones. General public, we felt that it should be left to the authorities, but for Māori, our experience in dealing with these types of situations, we found that nobody does a better job of looking after Māori than Māori.
It was really hard. Some of our team, we had to pull them off because they were getting called all the names under the sun. What are you people doing working with the police? All that kind of stuff was quite raw. That we had to really protect our henengaro, our wairua. And I think it was very important to say that when we did plan things like border control, we always used tools like our maramataka to ensure the safety of ourselves and our teams and the New Zealand police. So we knew what to expect when we got out there, what energies were coming at us. And I believe we were prepared. However, when someone's swearing at you black and blue in the face, calling you things that you're not, you really have to rise above their anger and just direct them. We're there to do a job, and that was it. We didn't get engaged in personal battles.
Yeah, I just can't express the pride in our men standing right here through the winters for 2 years and just keeping themselves warm with some laughter and a good kōrero in between the job that they had to do to protect the borders. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, stoked, absolutely stoked that we had, you know, we're the longest region not to have COVID in our region for a very long time. And that was because we pushed and we pushed and we pushed to close our borders, keep them closed, until our whānau were ready to deal with what this urutā could do. Now, it evolved into so many different variants that by the time it got to us, it kept our people alive. We had options, and our people were aware of how to deal with it. So I'm very proud that we had no casualties up here. When it comes to our kaumata and kuia, we protected them, we did our job.